Greetings, everyone, and welcome to this edition of In Accord. It's now 3 weeks since the Feast of Tabernacles, but it's still vivid in our minds, isn't it? Dee and I were in Mont-Tremblant, Quebec, in beautiful eastern Canada, with around 100 other brethren. The leaves were turning brilliant colors. The weather was perfect, and the brethren were delightful. All around, a great feast. It's been over a week since Hurricane Melissa tore through the Caribbean. Hitting Jamaica first as a historic Category 5 storm with sustained winds of 185 miles per hour, described as one of the most powerful Atlantic storms in more than 150 years, Melissa caused widespread damage in Jamaica, Cuba, Bahamas, and even on up to Bermuda. I know many people were concerned about and praying for the brethren there, particularly in Jamaica, as the storm neared. It's been over a week since it hit the island, so most of you probably heard last Sabbath the update from Paul Herschel Fisher, our pastor in Jamaica, but it's worth repeating. He said, "I would like to thank all of our brethren outside of Jamaica who prayed for us in light of the Category 5 Hurricane Melissa, which hit the island on Tuesday, October 28th, causing loss of lives as well as major infrastructural damage. A special thanks to those who communicated directly with us while also praying for us. Thankfully, there is no report of any of our members being seriously affected. Some experienced loss of electricity, as well as breakdown in the telecommunication network in their area. Because I was unable to communicate with three of our members, I cannot say for certain that the impact for them was minimal compared to sections of the island that suffered the full impact of the hurricane. Since all of them live outside of those areas, we are hopeful that all is well with them." That's the last we've heard, and we are very grateful because in light of where the storm could have made landfall, it could have been much worse for everyone. The camp directors are in town this week for their annual conference to review this past year's camp program and plan for next year. They began their first of 2.5 days of meetings on Monday morning with a very full schedule. Mr. Dave Myers will have next week's In Accord, and he will fill you in on the status of the meetings and any news of what lies ahead. In another week and a half, the feast coordinators will be here for the same process of reviewing and planning for the Feast of Tabernacles. So we have quite a few visitors here in the office over a 2-week span. The other big thing going on right now is that we are getting deeply into budgeting and strategic planning for 2026. With ministerial services, international operations, media, and administration all projecting their income and expenses for the coming year, making our departmental needs list and also our wish list, and then we crunch the numbers and toss it into Mr. Frank's and Mr. Taylor's laps to make it all work. Well, actually, we all work well together as a team to be aware of each other's needs, and needs can vary from year to year. You know, I've heard many stories over the years from members who work in the corporate world about how self-interest drives a lot of greed and conflict and politicking within companies when it comes to getting their hands on the money. So it's a great blessing not to deal with that here. We never have budget battles or turf wars trying to get the most we can for our own departments. You know, God continues to bless and provide for us, often in unexpected ways, and that has certainly been the case this year, and we're going to work hard to manage that blessing in the best way we can. Now, I have been on a personal project this year when I've had a chance to host In Accord to take you to places on Life Open Truth that you might not know exist. As I've mentioned before, we have often heard of members being surprised to find certain materials on Life Open Truth, some really good resources of which they were unaware. In previous episodes in the last few months, we have highlighted the study guides, the Bible study course, journeys, and infographics. And today I want to take a few minutes to raise your awareness of another great tool to enhance your Bible study, and that is our reading and writing plans. I had a conversation just this morning with someone here in the office about the fact that we simply need to read the Bible on a regular basis. Articles, booklets, and other things like that explain the Bible, and that's fine. And they're extremely worthwhile. but there's nothing that substitutes for reading the Bible itself. It's a big book, though, and it can be intimidating, but there's no need to have to figure out for yourself what you want to read and how you want to go about reading it. Just go to this page in the Learning Center, and you will find 6 different ready-made programs that will systematically take you through specific subjects or daily readings of the Scripture. 4 of these 6 reading plans are designed to give you a daily program for reading through the Bible in a year. You might say, well, why 4 different programs? Well, we all have different learning styles, and different ways of approaching something appeal more to one person than another. We also learn better with variety. So these programs offer 4 different approaches to reading through the Bible in a year. Let's take a quick look at them. We'll start with the themed Bible reading plan. This approach covers a different part of the Bible each day of the week. It starts on the first day of the year with a reading from New Testament epistles. The second day is from the first 5 books of the Old Testament. The third day is from the history of Israel and Judah. The 4th is from the Psalms. The 5th is from other Old Testament poetic books. The 6th day is from the prophets. And the 7th day is from the Gospels and Acts. And then it repeats the cycle until the completion at the end of the year. Now, this approach tends to appeal to those of you who like some variety. The advanced Bible reading plan takes you to 4 sections of the Bible each day. Now, this is a popular reading plan that was created by a man named Robert Murray McShane, an early 19th century minister in Scotland. During the year, you will read the Old Testament once and the New Testament and Psalms twice. And that's done by usually covering about 4 chapters each day. But if you want to go through the Bible in an order that most closely follows the timeline in which the events took place, beginning with creation, we have the chronological Bible reading plan. Now, the chronological order may surprise you because it's definitely not in the order you see in your Bible today. For example, look at this month of November. Now, I'm recording this on November 4th, and today's reading would be Matthew 22 and Mark 12. But tomorrow's reading would be Matthew 23 and Luke 20 through 21. In other words, you're reading it as a harmony of the Gospels. Now, toward the end of the month, on November 26, you would read Acts 17, 1 through 18, 18. But on the next day, the 27th, you would go to 1 Thessalonians 1 through 5 and 2 Thessalonians 1 through 3. And then on the 28th of the month, you would go back to Acts 18. So a chronological journey makes for a very interesting approach to going through the Bible, as events occurred and as books were written. Finally, we have the Genesis to Revelation Bible reading plan, which gives you the opportunity to read the Bible from cover to cover in the order in which the 66 books appear in most English Bibles. Like the rest, it is organized so that a daily reading, according to the schedule, will have you complete the Bible in a year. Those are 4 reading plans. But in this section, we also have some other types of study tools: the topical reading plans and the scripture writing challenge. The topical reading plans are just what they say, a focus on a particular Bible topic. We currently have 6, and over time we'll be adding more. They are God's design for marriage, making it last; self-examination through the fruit of the Spirit; Passover preparation and self-examination; the Feast of Unleavened Bread; Acts 2, Pentecost and the birth of the Church of God; and Jesus Christ's return and the future of mankind. These are mostly arranged in a way that will give a number of scriptures to study on the topic, followed by study prompts that pose thought-provoking questions based on those scriptures. For example, the one on Passover preparation, which, by the way, I know some pastors have used for their entire congregational pre-Passover Bible studies. After listing the study scriptures, it has six follow-up questions, thought-provoking questions. Question 5, for example, says, in Psalm 19, 12 through 14, David lists two kinds of sins, secret sins and presumptuous sins. Study and meditate on these two different forms of sin. What is a secret sin? What is a presumptuous sin? Consider examples of each in the Bible. Then after you feel you fully understand both, examine your own life and list examples of secret and presumptuous sins that you struggle with. How will you work on those spiritual weaknesses over the next year? As you can see, this is a bit more challenging than just reading. You know, this particular one is a great one to flag for an effective guide to help us in a few months when we begin preparing to take the Passover. And then we have the scripture writing challenge. Now, you know, there's just something about writing out scriptures that helps them really stick with us in our memory. As the description says on that page, looking to build a daily habit of opening your Bible, start by investing a few minutes every day to write out these scriptures. It takes less than 10 minutes to immerse yourself in God's Word. Now, these aren't just random groupings of scripture. Each month has a different theme. This month's theme, for example, is overcoming worry. So the plan provides a focused study each month on a great topic. There's also an archive going all the way back to 2017 when we started this, if you want to do even more. Or maybe if you're searching for a theme that applies to something you may be going through in life. I've been amazed at the number of times I've seen members post photos on Facebook of their daily writings, along with comments about how helpful it is. Well, that's an overview of that particular section of Life, Hope, and Truth. Our staff has worked hard over the years to put these reading and writing plans together as a service to everyone who visits our site, of course, but in particular to anyone who really wants to be on a regular study program. It's organized, systematic, in bite-sized chunks, and it offers a plan that makes it easier to commit to and establish the habit of feeding on God's Word in regular, daily manners. You know, in writing about the armor of God, Paul made the statement in Ephesians 6 and verse 17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God arms and equips us spiritually. It helps us to do battle, and that's what these study plans help us to do. There are many scriptures exhorting us to study God's Word. We hope these programs will help you fulfill Psalm 119, verses 15 through 16. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes. I will not forget your word. So if you were not aware that these tools existed, now you are. They are a great way to help us take up the Word of God and not forget His Word. Again, Mr. Dave Myers will be here next week, so be sure and tune in. And until then, have a wonderful Sabbath and take care, everyone.